Sometimes life goes on around us, even without us. This is William F. DeVault, the romantic poet of the internet, coming to you from out of the city. My podcast, available through my website, www.cityoflegends.com, and of course, through Apple's iTunes Music Store. This week, romance takes a backseat to reality. Yes, there are passions in the world. I have mine. And you know who you are. But a special passion off the romantic path, a political passion, human, the human condition. There's a situation going on in Myanmar. It used to be called Burma before the current leadership took power. Monks have taken to the street to protest and are being killed for speaking their mind. You add to that the whole situation with the rulers there wanting so desperately to keep control that they've even cut the internet lines to the country to keep news from getting out. And hope is growing thin. And it's hard for a person of any conscience to keep quiet at moments like this. Yes, I know we depend on our government and international agencies to do something about it. But you know what? Our government here in the United States is supposed to be we the people. And if the people don't speak up, then the leaders don't know what the hell to do. Because most of them have no conscience anymore. They respond to polls and political advisors. True leadership in this world is perversely lacking. And so we look to our creative artists, our writers, to at least try to elevate those issues that need to be addressed. So after reading several articles about what was going on in Myanmar, I called the band and said, we've got to say something. So I had Izzy lay down a bass line for me. I had a few thoughts I'd already put together, and I sat down and I listened to the bass line. And to mind came a line. They're shooting monks in Burma. Myanmar used to be called Burma before the current rulers took over. And Myanmar is just clumsy. And most Americans have heard of Burma, they haven't heard of Myanmar. At least not until most recent news. And yeah, there's some stuff in the piece about other world issues as well, but the main focus is what's going on in Myanmar, in Burma. Well, anyway, after I laid down the vocals, after I wrote the piece and laid down the vocals, we had a little more instrumentation, and yesterday, the 29th, less than 24 hours after the project was conceived, we uploaded the final piece, They're Shooting Monks in Burma, to archive.org, which is our server farm of choice, and put the word out. And I don't know what your political views are. I don't know what your religious background is. I don't know where your passions lie. But even if you feel you can't do anything, just speaking out, looking up, is important. You know, they say if you're driving along and you're suddenly aware of the fact there's someone in your car trying to kill you, you know, someone who snuck into your car or broke into your car, if you're still at the wheel, rather than following their orders to drive out to the middle of nowhere, they say drive through the front window of a 7-Eleven, because the person's probably going to flee at that point, because suddenly they're being seen. And it's important when there is evil in the world that it be seen. I am sick to death of the spectacle we make of petty crime in this country, or crime against an individual, when there are so many crimes against humanity in this world. I really don't care that much that some kid got lost on vacation when there are millions suffering and dying horribly around the world. Yes, it's a tragedy that one person suffers, and it's easier for us to get our minds and our arms around it. But everybody was somebody's child at one time or another. And to see the level of suffering that we tolerate while we pat ourselves on our backs for the few small scraps of dignity we pretend to is an insult to whatever faith you profess. We have lost our way. And I say that not in the spirit of President Carter's old national malaise, but I say that with real anger, because we've lost our sense of propriety and of proportion. And it's time we got it back. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I give you William F. DeVault and the Gods of Love, and our latest release, They're Shooting Monks in Burma. Shooting monks in Burma, to silence cries for peace. Men of hate cannot dodge fate to delay their own release. When bullets rule as chosen tool of those who seek their ends, they'll find the grind is unconfined to those they'd not call friends. We are a thirsty people, too often slaked by blood, too often quenched in evil and drenched in saline flood. We turn our backs on burlap sacks they tossed in graves en masse. If there's no money to be had, we don't sweat the trampled grass. They're cutting off the lifelines of the people without hope. Our silence makes us guilty as the mob that brought the rope. We're too busy setting example, pound the plowshare into sword, so we can protect profits for some fat cat oil lord. They're beating priests in China, but that's where we get our toys. And we don't really seem to care what the church does with small boys. As long as we go status quo, we're content to keep the peace. With silent tongues and bodies flung, when will the madness cease? They're shooting monks in Burma, to silence cries for peace. This is William F. DeVault. Until next time, love your neighbor, read your poetry, and find your passions. God bless.